Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The left fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting third. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gene Oliver. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Wise. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Rick Wise. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Spangler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ted Savage. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Simmons. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Kurt Simmons. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Don Locke batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a pop-up towards first. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Callison hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to second. One out. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Spangler is walked intentionally. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Savage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. Spangler moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Rick Wise batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor bunts towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Phillies. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a line drive into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Wine batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Savage who is chasing the ball. Wine reaches third base with a triple. Callison goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Phillies. Rick Wise is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wise is 0-for-1 in the game. Wise strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Raddatz now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allen is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Cowan moves to second. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Locke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cowan moves to third. Allen moves to second. One out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callison is walked intentionally. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Spangler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Raddatz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Raddatz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wine hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Wise is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wise is 0-for-2 in the game. Wise strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Tony Gonzalez pinch hits for Billy Cowan. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Taylor. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez now playing left field. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Allen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raditz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Locke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Callison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. Hundley moves to second. It's 4-2, Phillies. Dick Hall now pitching. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Savage hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Dick Raditz. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Cookie Rojas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rojas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joey Amalfitano pinch runs for Ernie Banks. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hundley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spangler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Spangler hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.